I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, welcome back, guys. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you this morning. Hey, Dolphins preseason is underway, and 7 Out of Ticket is going to have daily Finns camp reports with the latest news and information. Preseason reports on the ticket are sponsored by Lexus of Pembroke Pines. Always an amazing deal. Let's go to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line. Truly Steps Beyond Convenience. There we'll find Ira Windeman, kind enough to join us. Ira, how are you doing this morning?
What's up, Ira?
I'm doing good, guys, but Tobin, I have a bone to pick with you because
really?
I have a concern here.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure on the new schedule that came out on Monday, what day the Heat are going to retire Dwayne Wade's jersey.
Yes.
However, I'm figuring you're the fly in the ointment because will they retire his jersey before Biscayne Boulevard is named Dwayne Wade Boulevard?
Oh, man.
Or are you the one who are going to make us wait because of all this political red tape?
Trust me. There's been so much red tape, Ira, that I even learned about some new stuff last week. I'm just like, when I even started talking about the street thing, like it wasn't some grand idea. Like, oh, great athlete is going to get a street named after him.
Sure.
I wanted them to do it while he was still playing. Like, I wanted them to put incentive for him to come back for a final season. I thought that was the move. Little did I know there's all these rules and regulations. At this point, it's like with Dwayne getting a street renamed after him. Yeah, obviously he should. If Dan Marino and Don Shula have a street, of course Dwayne Wade deserves a street named after him. I just can't believe it's taking this long. You know what also really upset me about it? The damn Dallas Mavericks. And there's always that Heat Mavericks thing.
Here we go.
They got the Dirk thing done, Ira, in like 3 weeks. In 3 weeks, they got in commission and decided. Boom, boom. And with the Heat, it's with Miami, it's like, oh, well, we have this policy, and we have this policy, and it can't be this many blocks away. It's just like, oh, my God, enough already. Just name the street after him, please.
So I guess we'll just settle for Beasley Drive during the retirement ceremony and then move forward from there.
Yeah, I was happy to see B's got another gig. It's good to see he's still sticking around and not going back to China.
It's just incredible. When you talk about second, third, fifth, and 20th chances, you know what it really shows, though, with B's is – he has the immense talent that he should have stayed in the NBA the whole time, and it's just the other issues. But I was glad for him, and it really is crazy that after all those years of what the Heat could or couldn't have gotten in 2008, that Derrick Rose and Beasley are on the same team now after the way that lottery went to the Heat.
That's bananas. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So we were talking earlier today because Brian Flores, he called out Josh Rosen to have better body language.
Don't do it.
All right?
Don't bring Ira into this.
I'm bringing him into it. And the number one, I would say, offender of bad body language over the years for the Heat has been Hassan Whiteside, where it was just not going his way. You could read it on him immediately on the court where he was not happy not getting the ball or something just wasn't going quite his way or wasn't getting the minutes. Boom. Immediate mope face that was going on Hassan Whiteside. Do you believe that affects play and does that matter to other players on the court?
I think it impacts coaches and decisions to play players, absolutely, especially in the NBA when you're not only visible on the field, moping maybe, but also on the bench. And I've been told over the years, among the reasons that Pat Riley and his wife, Chris, sit opposite the Heat bench is just to keep an eye on things like that also and to have a view of the bench as opposed to sitting somewhere else. So, yeah, I think in basketball, you guys have seen it, players with towels over their heads, you know, players not sitting with teammates. We've seen that with other teams, laying on the floor, on the court, on the end line. I think that matters 1,000%, and I know for a fact every time that Hassan was moping that it did get back to Eric Spoelstra after games, and I do think that it impacted his playing time. I do think that impacted the way the Heat handled Hassan, and I know for a fact that people close to Hassan consistently told him, eyes are on you, you have to be better that way. So yeah, I think that had a lot to do with it. I think of the fact that in the NBA, because you were exposed on the bench, not with another, you know, 40-odd players and team personnel, in the NFL, yeah, I think that has a lot to do with it. And his body language was, I would go as far as I'm saying, abhorrent at times.
See, Leroy, Pat Riley believes in it. Pat Riley.
Hold on.
Now I got Flores and Pat Riley on my side.
Different sports, and Hassan was a mope.
Yes.
Okay? It wasn't a matter of bad body language as much as it was he was showing his displeasure for his opportunities, and
correct,
he did it during games. That's different. Some people just don't have that personality. Jay Cutler, mope.
Yep.
Yes.
Had a job for 12 years, though.
But not so that means he wasn't good at it.
It didn't affect him.
It affected others. It affected
others. There's a lot of people who just don't have the personality. There is a difference, though, in people who are mopes and who people use body language to show their displeasure for their opportunity. That's what Hassan did, and that's why people say he was a mope. But more importantly, people in the Heat organization looked at him and said, wait a minute. You got to fight through this. You got to fight through your opportunities. Not soon as you get into a situation you don't like, show your displeasure by moping. Big difference.
And that's the thing I think you see in basketball. I think the two extremes, Leroy, are this. Are the mopey McGillicuddies that everyone notices. And then at the other end of it is the BS towel waver, who is up on every play but never plays.
Never plays.
Is like, notice me. Look at me. I'm waving my towel. And I got to tell you, that drives players crazy also. Because literally they look to the left usually because the guy's on the end of the bench. And I'm like, they're like, sit down, buddy. You ain't playing and no one's noticed you. So I think that's the extreme. But again, that's the difference in the NBA. There are no helmets. Everyone sees every emotion,
right,
facially and otherwise. I think in football, the cameras intentionally go to those players that they know are mopers with the heads down to sort of play it up. I think that's something people at home see more than teammates and people in the arena.
Okay. Yeah. Also, you know where that hype guy is sitting? Right next to UD.
I'm minus one, Leroy. I'm really like, I mean, you really like, that was so uncalled for and just out of any
minus
there's
one.
No reason to do that. All right, you were the first guy I saw this week put out the Reggie Evans stuff. I felt like I was reading The Onion when I'm reading your story, because I don't understand why Reggie Evans is in this mode where he just wants questions about the big three. So like I had to go and watch the press conference just to believe it, because it was bananas that you have two former champions up there with the Heat who obviously I would think want to reflect on some good times that they've had in their career and be in a place where they're appreciated. Did you think it was the most bananas thing you've ever seen that this guy is cutting you off or cutting people off and asking, no, only big three questions?
It was so surreal that I didn't think I was going to write it right away, because I got to be honest with you. I went to the Big Three on Saturday for one reason, to talk to Heat players, to talk to Duncan Robinson and James Johnson and Bam Adebayo and Josh Richardson. Like, okay, those guys will be there. I'm not going to write about some silly half-court, you know, retired league of players basically on their last leg. And then he said that, and I'm like, yeah, do I even want to give him the credibility of writing this? But it was so ludicrous. And then when he was asked about Vince Carter, he cut off the question again. When a guy from The Athletic and a writer had actually flown down from Atlanta just to do a story on that. That's what you have, I think, in all sports. In most sports, the bitter guy who didn't get his one last run just goes away. There's no retired player NFL. There's no retired MLB like they used to be briefly when they had their old-timer series. So I think this gives the bitter guys who believe they still should be in the league a once-a-week forum to try to make their case. And it's kind of sad, because when the end comes, the end comes. I mean, you look at a guy like Mario Chalmers. Let's face it, guys. He's probably never getting back in the league. He tore an Achilles. He's missed two full seasons already, so you feel bad for the guy. Let him have his moment. Let him live in nostalgia. But the guy who denies nostalgia, I mean, to me, what Reggie Evans did when I was sitting there is like, oh my God, that is really pathetic that the guy can't let go. But so many of these guys still think they deserve a chance and they were robbed. Well, Reggie Evans was robbed because he couldn't put that round thing through the circle and score enough. That's why he's not in the league anymore.
Oh man.
We call that on this show petty.
it was crazy. So last thing for you, Ira. So Kelly Olynyk, it looks like he's officially shut down. How does this work? Because I saw, like, I guess Heat doctors were involved in the situation. Is that how that normally works with international play?
Absolutely.
And the Heat are saying, no, you're not going out there.
Yeah, these guys are basically on loan to the national team, and especially when it's not the Olympics. And no one I know talks about the World Cup and the fact that it's going to happen during the start of college and NFL season. Honestly, no one's going to pay attention. It's just not that big a deal. So when a player gets injured, you know, in an international competition, they go back to their team doctor, and he gives an analysis. And Tobin, you know this. There have been so many Heat bone bruises on the knee over the years where you're initially told, oh, it's just a week, he's fine, and then a month later you're asking, where is he? Well, I spoke to someone close to the Heat yesterday, and they told me they're not sure that Kelly's going to be ready for training camp.
Yeesh.
One, because you're cautious, simply because training camp starts a month before the season. Season doesn't start until October 23rd. But bone bruises on knees are issues. So I think it was a no-brainer for the Heat. I think Basketball Canada is totally screwed because no one wants to play with them. To me, the tougher thing that happened the last couple of days is you have a guy like Bam Adebayo that busts his butt, flies out to Vegas, does everything Coach Popovich asks of him. Instead, they keep Marvin Bagley from the Kings. And then Bagley 2 days later goes, yeah, I don't want to be here anyway. And he drops off the team. Almost like he wanted to brag, hey, I made the first cut for USA Basketball. That was such a cold reality that when I tried to talk to Bam on Saturday, he basically said he still wants to get over and sort of process what happened. Going from nowhere, getting an invitation, being a first cut, and the guy he was cut for saying, yeah, I don't need this, and then walking away. I think that was the more awkward situation of the two. Bam will be fine. Bam will be angry. Bam will be motivated. Now the question is whether Kelly will be healthy enough.
And Bam will have great body language.
Great and that's body. What it's all about, obviously.
Thanks for the time, Ira. I really
Thanks,
appreciate it,
Ira.
Man.
All right, I'll be moping on press row. Thank you, guys.
As Ira Windeman always appreciated.
I can't believe
you
sucked him into that.
What?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.